SBS Radio.
As the global Black Lives Matter movement continues to reverberate on Australian soil, advocates have strengthened their campaign to reduce the growing number of Indigenous people in custody across New South Wales. Lawyer and activist Tila Reid says the current system is broken.
The trajectory of Indigenous incarceration has soared rapidly across Australia, but what we know, and I'm a lawyer within New South Wales, is that the current system just simply doesn't work.
Ms. Reid is part of a working group that's offering a different solution. The Wellamar Court is an approach backed by the state's police and lawyers, which would provide a community-based sentencing option for offenders involving elders with a focus on rehabilitation rather than punishment and regular check-ins. She says its main purpose is to keep Indigenous people out of jail.
The ultimate objective is to not put our people in prison. The ultimate objective is to build communities and reconnect with identity and community and mob. And the word Wellamar was gifted to our working group through the Darug language, and it means to return or to come back and reconnect to your community and to your identity.
New South Wales Bar Association President Tim Game also supports the proposal, which he says would not be available to all offenders.
It's not a soft option for anyone. First of all, some offences are taken out of it altogether, such as sexual offences. There has to be a guilty plea before a person can even get into the system. They have to be assessed. The assessment involves corrections, but it also involves community members, community elders. And there are different phases. There's a kind of a preliminary phase, and there's a later phase when the court has actually worked out, in effect, what the sentence will be.
In New South Wales, Indigenous people make up 2.8% of the state's population, but account for about a quarter of all adults in prison. Nadine Miles is the Principal Legal Officer at the New South Wales Aboriginal Legal Service.
Isn't it time to actually throw genuine, real resources behind tackling over-representation? So I call on the government to consider that this is the appropriate time to fund the Wellamar Court and to actually show the community of New South Wales that this government is serious about doing something tangible and real.
Some similar models like circle sentencing and query courts work at a local level, while the Wellamar Court proposal would work within the state's district court. A business case was presented to the New South Wales Attorney General in 2018, and now he's told SBS while overrepresentation is a national tragedy for which there's no simple solution, the New South Wales government is committed to reducing the number of Aboriginal people in custody. But no legislation has been proposed.
And it's an absolute crying shame that it hasn't actually had a start. It's been on the table for years now. The project has been costed. It's got support across the board, but the government will not come to the party and take this proposal up.
A proposal advocates hope can be applied across the country.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.